You're listening to a free audio created by Lady Orality, which is intended for adult entertainment purposes only. I hope you enjoy.
I'm opening the door now. If there is anyone in there, please make sure you are decent.
Ah, so this is where you got to. I was informed I had one person left to see. Someone matching your description. I have just spent the last 20 minutes walking these halls, and you were nowhere to be found. I'm not quite sure why you chose to wander away from the clearly marked signage to wait for me in a storage closet. But here we are. Please, stay seated on the stool and keep your mask on. I am not allowed to close out my shift until you are fully vaccinated, and we have wasted enough time already. Mr. Gates is quite adamant we all meet the daily infection quota. No, I said injection. Maybe I should check your ears while I'm here. Now, let us not dawdle any longer. We can do your appointment right here. It will only take a few minutes, so this room is just fine. Come now. You've made me wait long enough. Thank you. If you could go ahead and confirm your name for me. Really? They chose that? At least you're old enough to change it, I suppose. Speaking of which, your date of birth, please. So that would make you... Okay. And your address. You do look like you're from that part of town. Well, that's the paperwork done with. Let's get started with your examination, shall we? You weren't examined for your first shot? Tut tut. What an awful lack of care. Rest assured, I am far more attentive with my patients. Now, chin up. I want to feel the glands on either side of your neck. There we go. I'm just going to press lightly here. Are you feeling okay? Let me take your temperature. Oh, I seem to have left the electronic ear thermometer at the nurse's station. Never mind. I always make sure to carry a manual oral one, just in case. Open wide and let me place this under your tongue for you. Close your mouth. There we go. Now, while that is in there, let's check your heart rate, shall we? Pass me your wrist. I want you to close your eyes, as it will help keep your body calm. I'm going to count to 10 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you may open your eyes. Let me take that out of your mouth now. Not to alarm you, but your temperature is slightly above what I would like to see. And your heart rate is elevated. Are you sure you're feeling okay? There's nothing making you nervous, is there? Yes, it must be the apprehension for the vaccination. Just to make sure, I would like to listen to your heart. Just to rule out anything too serious, you understand? Oh, I seem to have left the stethoscope at the nurse's station. Never mind. We can do this the old-fashioned way. You don't mind, do you? It was your tardiness that caused this mess after all. I'm glad to hear you agree. Go ahead and take your top off. Your top. Remove it so I can listen to your heart. Thank you. Now, spread your legs. so I can conduct the examination. So I can kneel between them and place my ear against your chest. Must I have to explain even the most basic of medical examinations to you? We are short on time, remember? Thank you. Now, close your eyes again and do try to relax. Take a big, deep breath and hold it for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And release. Okay. Take another deep breath in and hold it for me. I'm just going to place my hand right here. And 1, 2, 3, 4. I can sense your enjoyment. 5. And release and open your eyes. Pardon? No, you must be mistaken. I said hold still for a moment. Please, do not rush me. I have a legal, ethical, and moral obligation to ensure you are in peak physical condition before receiving this inoculation. So far, I have noted an elevated heart rate, raised temperature, excessive perspiration, and rude impatience. Very rich for someone who kept me waiting. I assume you are not asking me to overlook my duties as a... If you would prefer, we can end your appointment right now. Apology accepted. Let's just get back on with the final exam and wrap this up as quickly as we can, shall we? Please put your top back on and... Oh, well, we don't seem to have a table in this room you so nicely chose for us. So I will just lay some of these ward blankets here. And you can lie down on the floor. As soon as you're ready. Oh, this is the respiratory strength test. I am concerned you may have a weak constitution, amongst other things. Please, lie down on the blankets. Place your arms on either side of your body, palms against the blanket. There we go. Now, I want you to swap your mask for this one here, and then just lay very still and keep your eyes closed for me. Can you do that? Good. Now, no moving, and keep your eyes closed for the entire duration of this test. I want you to focus solely on your breathing. Okay. Take a big, deep breath and breathe out slowly. Oh, yes. Perfect. Just like that. I want you to do it again, but this time let's breathe out over a count of 10, shall we? Breathe in. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. 9, 10. Okay, yes, this is going very well. You're doing a very, very good job. Now, you may feel a little pressure against your lips and nose for the next part of this test. It's just my hand, my warm hand. I'm just testing the pressure of your pulmonary system. It's vital to ensure that your lungs are healthy and strong before we administer your immunization today. Oh, there. Now, I want you to breathe in slowly through your mouth this time. Yes, like that. And now I want you to breathe out again, nice and slow. Oh, yes. Oh, the smell? We were given a bouquet of roses by a previous patient shortly before I came looking for you. I was the one who moved them to the vase. It's why my hand may also feel a little damp. Please, no more talking. I need you to take this test very seriously. It's imperative for your health, you understand. Now, I need you to take a very deep breath and expel the air as fast and as hard as you can. You're going to do this 3 times in quick succession for me. Do you understand my instructions? Okay, good. Deep breath and expel. Deep breath and expel. Oh, yeah. And again, deep breath and expel. Oh, yes. And one deep breath. One more time and expel. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. The final part. We are so close now. I'm going to need you to pant for me. Yes. Pant. Press your face into my hand and pant. Pant for me. Do it. Pant. Yes. Yes, like that. Do it. You're doing so well. Yes. Pant. Harder. Pant harder for me. Yes, really push those lungs. Oh. Oh. Show me how healthy you are. Oh, don't stop. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, yes, keep panting. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, 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 oh. If you could remain in this position with your eyes closed, I will get your vaccination now. Don't move. I'll be right back. What are you doing down there, love? For the jab? Well, you're not going to get it in the cleaning cupboard now, are you?
That's an interesting mask you've got on there. Can I ask why it's wet? Are you a little bit flushed in the face? Are you sure you're okay?